This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Oh, man. I hate to do it, but I'm going to start with some terrible news.
Oh, no.
You know, I heard this morning and saw The Age, which is why I'm sure that you'll probably talk about this more later. I don't know much about this guy. He's a pitcher for the LA Angels.
I saw the headline, but I don't know anything about him either.
Well, here's what I know. He's 27. It's the 27, the curse of the 27. There are so many people. I mean, I think mostly we talk about rock stars and actors, but here's it. Well, I suppose in his own way, he's a star. This guy, Tyler Skaggs. He was found dead early yesterday morning in his hotel. He's a starting pitcher for the LA Angels. There's no word on a cause of death yet. Police are saying no indication of foul play, and they don't think that suicide is suspected either. So, of course, the first thing I think is, well, drugs. But then that's because I'm a cynic, I guess.
And I thought maybe his heart.
Yes, you were much more, like, open to other theories.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how serious the drug testing is in the...
Well,
in Major League Baseball.
And that goes to, so when you think of drugs, you think of, okay, what kind of heavy stuff could someone like that be on? But he could also, athletes go through the oxy addiction as much as anybody does.
Oh, absolutely.
They get prescribed
And they've got doctors who'll do whatever they want.
Brett Favre was someone who very famously, he's a guy who stayed on the field forever. And people were like, how's he doing it? And it turns out he had a major pain pill addiction.
Really?
Because that's
how
he was able to get through the injuries and get on back on the field every single week. He never missed games.
And they say that those team doctors are just like, whatever it takes to get these people back out onto the field.
It's more like the players are like, whatever it takes.
And well, the owners
doctors,
are like, yes.
The doctors work for those players.
And I'm sure the doctors are like, look, it's my job to get you ready for the field.
So
here's what we're going to do. Yeah, it's gross.
I don't know if that's what his problem was.
We don't know.
We're speculating.
I'm sure that, you know, it'll come out. They're not just going to let unknown be the cause of death. The team was in Texas. They were set to open a series against the Rangers. There's a ton of pictures because, you know, it's a Major League Baseball team. So there's pictures of them getting on the plane, pictures of them getting off. He's a big... I don't know if he wore, like, a whole Texas outfit because they were going to Texas, but the picture of him off the plane is big. Cowboy hat.
It looks like all
cowboy.
The team members are wearing hats.
Oh, I didn't even look.
Yeah,
I just looked at the
cute
one the arrow was at. You know, he was a baseball star in Santa Monica and plays for the Angels. So it was a total, you know.
Homeboy.
Hometown hero, you know. And only 27 years old. I mean, that is just far too young. Did you find that whole list of all the 27-year-old deaths?
I gave it to you.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
It must be at the bottom of my pile.
The thing about athletes is the ones who are able to stay on the field and continue to play and have long careers are the ones that we see and think of and are famous. And you go, wow, that's so great. But so many athletes don't get long careers due to injury or whatever.
Right.
And I don't know what this guy's injury history is, but a lot of people at the top of their craft are struggling with injury and can't stay on the
right.
Yeah.
So
God, it's so sad how they call it the 27 club.
There, it's a thick sheaf of paper here. So I guess maybe this most recent one, Anton Yelchin, whatever, he was the guy who was crushed
the
by his
car,
own Jeep.
Yes.
In his driveway. He played Chekhov.
Yeah.
In the Star Trek movies recently. Jonathan Brandeis. He was on One Life to Live when he was all of 6 years old, and I guess he just went on to be... He was on Sequest DSV, and he died. He hanged himself November 12th, 2003. Oh. Amy Winehouse, Kurt Cobain, Kristen Pfaff. Why do I know that name?
Is that a guy or a girl?
Girl.
It's a girl. Looks like they're saying Courtney Love tried to get her to be the bassist for Hole. She wasn't Hole. That's right. Hendrix. Oh, and by the way, she OD'd of heroin. Jimi Hendrix choked on his own vomit and died. Brian Jones, the Rolling Stones, Death by Misadventure, bottom of a swimming pool. Jim Morrison.
Mm-hmm. Janis Joplin.
Yeah. Jean-Michel Basquiat. He's the artist. They're saying he overdosed on heroin. Robert Johnson. He's a blues guy.
Oh, one of the original mm-hmm. blues guys. He died at 27,
27
too?
Years old. Let me see if I
can. I didn't know that.
His death is shrouded in mystery.
This guy. Yep.
Died in 1938. Some say he died of syphilis. Some say he had a tissue disorder called Marfan syndrome. Others say he was poisoned by the jealous boyfriend of a woman he was wooing. And others say Johnson's own girlfriend poisoned him.
Wow.
Let's see. Pete Ham of Badfinger. Chris Bell of some 70s power group called Big Star. Who wrote the theme song for that 70s show.
Oh.
Yeah, now I'm getting into names I don't know.
Boy.
The Elephant Man. Joseph Merrick.
Well, hope it wasn't drugs.
I hope so, too. But, you know, it doesn't matter what it was. It's a terrible
right.
loss. He's 27 years old. Young. 27 years young. And they go on to talk about his stats and stuff. They actually postponed the game last night. Not super surprising. The Angels said, "It's with great sorrow that we report Tyler Skaggs passed away. Tyler has and always will be an important part of the Angels family. Our thoughts and prayers are with his entire family during this devastating time." I read that he literally just married a girl in the off season.
Yeah, like 7 months ago. Or
yeah.
Something, yeah.
So that's a tough loss. We were just talking about Stranger Things and Netflix and all these sort of channels. You know, I just
restarted it.
We have so many choices these days, and it's funny because even this morning, Yusef was like, "Oh my God, you got to start watching Big Little Lies." I'm like, "Dude, it's on the list." Like, I'm watching Big Brother, and that's right. happening sort of right now in real time, and we're going to talk about it. So that's sort of top of my heap. Right under that is Handmaid's Tale. Like, I'm watching that. I think
Where
I might
you
be
at?
An episode. I'm at least three in.
Yeah, I'm around there too.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I watched one last week or not.
I forget sometimes. I try to get back when I'm like, I forget.
It's nice when a couple build up though, because sometimes on a Saturday night you find yourself, oh, like we've got two episodes of Handmaid's rather than watch a movie or something.
Sure.
But what's their catchphrase when they see each other?
Oh, blessed be the fruit.
May the Lord open.
Thank you.
What's that one? The Lord what?
May the Lord open.
Blessed be the fruit. May the Lord open.
I say it to Anita. She goes, "What does that mean, stupid? What are you saying?"
She doesn't watch it with you?
She doesn't watch it with me.
That's good. She doesn't need that kind of horror in her life.
You know how it is. We have different schedules.
I do.
So.
That's what everyone was mad about when the Jenners and the Kardashians had their big party, when they kept saying that, right?
Yeah, they kept saying, right. And there's other stuff that they say. Blessed day. Under his eye.
For some reason, I always picture Anita calling you an idiot. And calling you stupid.
Oh,
she doesn't really say that to my face. I think she kind of beats around the bush.
No, but she jokes around when saying it.
Implies it. Yeah. That's messed up, Yuzi.
Yeah. No, in a fun way.
Are you learning a lot watching Vinny get ready for his wedding? Like, are you taking notes on what you guys are? Because you're
next.
I mean.
Take your time, buddy. Take your time.
Yeah, I'm taking my time.
It's an important day, and you want to get everything right. Take as much time as you can.
It's important. You want to make sure that everything's done right. And
you want to be happy. You want
you're
her
not
to be
stressed
happy.
Out. That's actually the most important thing.
How old are you?
30. Well, I'm 35.
Wait till at least 40.
Oh, he'll be 35 in 2 days.
Wait till 40.
Yeah, I'll wait
don't
till
wait
40.
Till 40.
Yeah. Sounds good.
40s.
But I love what he said yesterday. You know, the most important thing is he's trying to make her happy, and she's trying to make him happy.
And they both wind up being stressed out about
right.
it.
That's very admirable, though.
Yeah.
And that's actually
that's
the most important
thing.
That's
the whole point, right? Is that, you know, you want them to have the day
you
that they
you see weddings that are like everybody's stressed out. Hooman, you know about that.
Being stressed out?
The wedding expert.
Well, I do see how stressed out the bride is. Usually the groom's okay. I don't know how it is with Vinny right now. I think he's pretty calm.
He seems a little stressed.
I'm okay, but it's a lot. Yes. But I'm easily overwhelmed. Mm. I think most grooms are fine. I think that for me, anything more than anything is too much.
Did you say you had a wedding planner or no wedding planner?
No wedding. Mm. But the wedding
it's
planner
nice that
is
you
Christina.
Seem to be, you know, taking an interest in, you know, in each of the things.
Do you have
as they come up? Oh, yes, let's taste the food. Oh, yes, let's consult about flowers.
I try to be a good partner. Mm. And that I think that's how I got two kids.
Mm-hmm. Right. are we going for three?
No, we're not. But I mean, that's how you try to take sure. into consideration another person's needs and say
so
to yourself,
grown up.
It's very important
to that person, right?
They get what they want in life as it is that I want the things I want in life as well.
Well, you don't want anyone to wind up staying with you and then being resentful down the line.
Right.
Will there be an on-site event coordinator the day of the wedding?
Why do you need
Christina.
Isn't all the planning for the event to avoid needing a boss
don't
at
you
the
just
wedding?
Bowl the ball and
no. So
it's
Christina,
gonna go hit the pins.
If you're
and
listening,
that's it.
You're gonna need to have somebody
she's
like.
Not listening.
She's not listening. I think the wedding DJ does that, don't they?
Talking about photographer. Like an MC.
No, you've got an MC.
You're asking amateurs.
Did you need to write you a rundown?
You need someone to let the bridesmaids and the groomsmen and the flower girl.
The
can't be the bride.
Bridesmaid is going to
the,
there be
are
able
bridesmaids
to do that.
There's a
maid
DJ.
Yeah,
there's also
exactly.
a guy, the minister, whoever, Brian, whatever his title is, mm-hmm. he's going to be in charge of a certain part of the ceremony. I'm sure it's going to be fine. And you know what? Look, some of this, it's supposed to be loose. It's supposed to be a party. And I want you guys to have fun and not feel like it's running like some kind of weird machine.
I am just interested to watch the whole thing unfold, personally. I think it's going to be fun.
Who's in charge of the speeches? I haven't got mine.
You know what, buddy? As I said 15 times already, you are taking the day off. All you relax.
Right. You just hang out with me.
I know that Sarah likes to put you in charge of things whenever you're around,
it's so much easier when Hooman's in charge.
You just don't. Right. Today, or this day, you will be off.
Try to get all your managing of events out of your system on Thursday at my party. All
right. There you go.
Did you find someone to help you run the cornhole tournament? It's very important, you guys. It's got to run some very smoothly.
There needs to be a team for that, though.
He needs an assistant.
Hooman says he needs an assistant. And I you know,
as with the movie
that.
Reviews, there needs to be someone to ask questions of?
Yes.
All right.
I need someone to help with the brackets because they did 16 teams and they whittle down. And I just need somebody to kind of
keep an eye on
that.
I think we might have to go to 24 teams.
That's too many.
I'm
not going to be there till midnight, you know, coaching a cornhole tournament.
God. You sure about that?
Yeah.
How many did we do last year? Just 16?
Yeah, 16.
All right, 16 it is. Nobody else gets to have any fun.
That's right.
Anyway, back to my original story, which is
what was it?
Netflix and Hulu, and there's so many choices.
Oh, yeah. Jesus.
I have bitched about this so many times about how, like, I actually want to leave the room and say, just let me know when you've picked something. And I'll come out and because just the constant
like
scrolling and the reading of reviews and the watching of trailers. I'm like, I just don't care. Just pick something and I'll watch it with you. I just don't care. And the more people that are involved in the choice, the harder it is.
Sure.
They're saying millennials they spend an average of 9.4 minutes choosing what to watch on streaming services like Netflix and Hulu. 9.4 minutes, which I think is insanely low. Compared to how long it actually takes people. So that is everybody between the ages of 18 and 34. And it's the most time of any age group. People between 35 and 54 need 8.4 minutes.
Look, on this one, this is where you and I part ways. I feel like we have so many wonderful options. Mm. You know, I want to remind you of a day when we had three channels.
Yes.
Three goddamn channels were your options. And you know what? Half the time, the shows on all three channels sucked. Mm. And you just found yourself going, I'm going to go out and play.
You still play with the rabbit ears, the little bunny.
I know.
Just don't let go of it. Stand just like that.
So we've got it real good. This is a nice bitch to have. Mm. Too many shows?
The older you are, I guess the less time you have to waste in your life.
It's the new age dinner debate, you know? What's for dinner? Anything you want. All right, burrito. I don't want a burrito, though. Yeah. Oh, come on.
You said anything.
Yeah.
Where do you want to go? Anywhere. I don't care. All right, let's go to Subway.
But Subway, I had Subway yesterday. It was like, oh, my God. You choose this.
It's like, you know what? Let's just all part ways and do our own thing and meet back here at bedtime. How does that
sound? And that's the other thing. We all have screens and TVs in our houses to the point where everyone can watch their own thing.
But the whole point is that you want to watch something all together. Like, we have one night, all the kids are home, everyone's there. It's like, oh, let's watch something together that we can all talk about. That's why I'm psyched that Stranger Things is coming back, because, you know, we'll actually get the one kid out of his room. And 21% of all viewers say they just give up and don't watch anything if they're not able to make up their minds. And I've definitely done that. All right, we've spent 40 minutes trying to decide on something. I'm going to bed. Turns out Anderson Cooper was wrong.
About what?
His mom left him everything.
Of course she did.
Mm. What, like $100
million? $200 million
is
what they're
saying. Oh, my gosh.
So there's other brothers involved here. So his mom died. Gloria Vanderbilt died last month. She was worth about $200 million. She was the great-great-great-granddaughter of railroad tycoon Cornelius Vanderbilt. But she built her own fortune on her own as well. Anderson and his mom were very close. He did not think he'd be in her will because he's worth $110 million anyway. But she did leave almost everything to him. The oldest son is getting her midtown apartment, which I hope that's worth $200 million because, Jesus. The estranged middle son receives nothing.
Uh-oh.
Nothing for you.
Do they have? I have some names. Do you have their names? Carter, Leopold, Christopher. Who's who?
Well, one of them committed suicide years ago.
I believe it was Carter.
Okay.
Committed suicide.
So then there's another. There's an older brother. There's a middle guy who I guess she was not on good terms with, and he's not getting anything.
Well, you might sometimes. There's a child who can't be given money to save themselves.
Right.
Like. Yeah. The mom might be all, I can't give him that money.
Right.
Yeah,
that would be the end of him.
And she puts it maybe in the thing it says.
It's a dole out.
To, why can't I think of the guy's name? Anderson Cooper?
Yes.
She might say to him, I'm giving you all the money. Make sure your brother's okay.
Right. Mm-hmm. Pay his rent.
Keep his electrical on. Keep him off the street.
Right.
Right.
Carter jumped out of the 14th floor terrace of their penthouse apartment in New York.
Yeah, right in front of the mom.
Oh, how horrifying. And so the one kid's getting a midtown apartment, the estranged middle son gets nothing, Anderson gets, quote, all the rest. Mm-hmm. 15 years ago, he said, my mom's made it clear to me there's no trust fund. I don't believe in inheriting money. I think it's a curse. Who's inherited a lot of money that's gone on to do things in their own life? From the time I was growing up, if I had felt like there was some pot of gold waiting for me, I don't know if I would have been so motivated.
Well, that's the move. You don't tell them they're going to have all the money because then their person's like,
waiting for you to
legacy.
Die.
Legacy. Mm. Sitting there waiting for that.
Could I have a front on my legacy?
Building up credit card debt, waiting for that legacy
you
to
hurry
show
up and
up.
Die. My creditors are all over me.
Cash advance?
Yeah, a little cash advance.
Can you buy
me
a
new advance
car?
On my legacy? I mean, it's mine anyway. Someday,
right?
As soon as you go,
and I have to travel the world.
I mean,
that
now's
has
the time.
To happen.
Hello.
So,
all right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
This story made me laugh out loud yesterday. It's about a woman complaining about her bikini on Twitter.
Oh.
If you haven't heard it, then
I can't wait
to tell you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Happy Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of feels like a Friday. I don't know why.
Oh,
it's exciting.
Friday?
What the hell? What's happening?
Tuesday never looks so good.
No, this is like the best looking Tuesday I've seen in years.
Hot.
I feel good.
No.
I knew that I would now. All right, you guys, it's time for the news.
Rachel Ellis Report.
What's up, everyone? This house report is brought to you by 24-Hour Fitness.
Wow. Oh, goodness.
Get your results your way and download a free 3-day pass today. 24-Hour Fitness.
That is where our girl Michelle, our promotions girl Michelle, does the U-Jam classes.
Oh, she teaches U-Jam?
Like the dance classes, nice. Yeah, at the Moraga location.
Well, she's going to be way too busy for that starting yesterday.
No, oh. She loves doing
no,
it.
She can't do it. Yeah. Can't
well,
do
I don't
it.
Know.
She
doesn't
have time for
she
that.
Just like on
big
Thursday night.
Big promotion is going to
sure
keep her
did.
Busy.
Sorry about it.
Way to go, Michelle. Sorry about your dance classes. But the rest of you, go to 24-Hour Fitness. Get your results your way and download a free 3-day pass today.
I don't know. She's going to need that class to work out her frustrations. We know
there
what that job is.
There won't be any frustrations.
That's a tough job.
Are
it's a
kidding?
Hard job, yeah. Big shoes to fill.
Yep.
I heard Denise, the former promotions director, uh-huh. looks like Farrah Fawcett now.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
oh, she's just all the stress is lifted off of her.
She's had time to just relax.
She just lounges in bikinis and her flowing blonde locks.
I would love nothing more than that.
I know, me too.
Because after so many years of all the stress of that job.
Mm-hmm.
The Grand Canyon that opened up between her eyebrows has gone away. It's gone away. She's stopped.
She doesn't have RBF anymore.
She doesn't make that sound anymore either.
No. You don't hear her walking through the halls going.
Oh, I miss her.
I know.
Oh,
I miss her too. We're just kidding, Denise, of course.
We love
no,
you.
No, we get it.
You already looked like Farrah Fawcett. We're just totally
Farrah Fawcett in a bad mood. That's all.
Anyway. Free 3-day pass. 20. All right. Here's what's happening. Women's World Cup today, everyone.
Yeah.
Today at noon, woo, USA woo. Versus England.
USA.
It's a big one, you guys.
USA.
Big.
USA. Where are we in the bracket structure?
There's four teams left.
There's four teams
oh,
left.
This is
Netherlands
it?
Versus Sweden is tomorrow at noon.
So these
and
are the
then
semifinals, and then the winners.
The winners meet.
Take all.
Trump is not happy with the women's team.
Why? Because they won't come and visit him?
One of the players kneels for the national anthem.
All right.
Anyway, that's today at noon, everyone. Go USA.
Yeah. USA, USA, USA.
I saw this story yesterday, and with all of the news that gets you aggravated today and this was just one of those dumb stories where you go, oh, that's so funny. That is so great and so stupid and so funny. And so here it is. A college student named Lindsay Brown from Glasgow, England, was on vacation in Spain with some friends over the weekend, and she was having some serious issues with her bathing suit. Specifically,
uh-oh.
It fit when I put it on this morning, and now it doesn't fit anymore.
Too big? Like, did it loosen up or did it get too tight?
I'm going to show you.
Okay.
She sent a message to the company, quote, hey, I wore that swimsuit today, and my woman area was hanging out constantly.
Uh-oh.
Is it supposed to stretch like that? And she included a photo, which I'm about to show
oh,
you.
Oh, boy, I guess I'll be seeing that.
Now, unfortunately, I had to, what do they call that? Screenshot the picture.
Here it is. Oh, here we go.
Because I wanted you to see the color photo. So here, this is what happened to that.
Yeah, I see it. No, it's fine. I can see that it's
there's
the
very
wedgie,
little
right?
coverage of the woman area.
It's just slipping right up inside.
Yeah, she tweeted it. This is what it was like. It was so bad and embarrassing. Like, it was totally fine at first, but afterwards it was so bad. Okay, so there's the photo. And
right.
She puts this on Twitter, you know, with her.
Yeah.
Well, it turns out she actually had the suit on upside down.
What?
So that was supposed to be the shoulder strap. And
what?
Now let me show it to you again.
Oh, my God.
You can see the wide side is now over her shoulder.
Yes.
And the skinny side is now.
Let me see it the real way.
Hold on.
All right.
Oh, so apparently,
my God,
she put the suit on correctly
in the
store. Went to at home.
Okay,
she went out with her friends that day.
And she
was
put
wearing
it on upside down.
Then she went to the bathroom, which I guess means you take your whole suit off.
Well, you would take it all the way down. I don't know why you'd take it all the way off. She must have taken it off. Well, maybe she rinsed off after.
I'm guessing you take it off because you don't want it on the ground.
You
at
certainly
your ankles
don't.
When
yeah.
you're.
Well, usually you can rest it over your knees.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on there in the ladies' room. But I do know that she has drinks in her hand there in the photo, as you can see.
It's
so
upside down. She didn't see the cotton panel at the...
That's it. The cotton panel was on her shoulder, and she didn't notice. So the drinks...
goodness.
Help with that.
May have played a role in that.
Yeah.
The people commenting on the Twitter, if you want to go find it, are just as funny as the actual, this thing doesn't fit anymore and it's showing my whole woman area. And then there it is. It's upside down.
Yeah. That
people
is
are
hilarious.
Like, I thought the other girl in the photo was the one with the suit wrong.
Because it was going up her butt?
Because it's going up her butt crack. Mm. But anyway, the swimsuit company wrote back, I've had a look at your picture you sent. And believe you're wearing the suit upside down. The comments, the laughter, I can see one hole hanging out.
Mm-hmm. There's one half
of your woman area hanging out.
Yep.
And you were on the beach that way?
Yeah. Well, it covered half. Better than nothing.
The swimsuit was a one piece with just one shoulder strap, and when she put it on upside down, that strap was now on the bottom and it did not cover her.
Well, I'm sure it was a skinny little strap, you know, meant for your shoulder.
Yeah, you can get right in there, and there is not nearly enough coverage.
Well, I'll tell you something, that girl's had some laser work done because there's not a whole lot of anything else either.
The idea, though, that she was in the bathroom trying to make the shoulder strap cover her without going, wait a minute.
Let me see if there's a cotton panel here. I mean, there is one side that's
just
clearly
to help
designated.
Her shoulder,
just nice and soft.
Bare
right?
in, yeah.
That's good fun.
That is, shoulder padding, right?
Yeah.
So again, that's if you don't have a Twitter account, you may not be able to see that, but you should. It's just funny.
It's,
all
yeah,
the laughter.
Be
that
a news thing at this
point. It's all over the place.
Everyone is having over her.
Is it? I'm sorry. I thought it was cheetah print, but now I'm seeing it's just little hearts. What am I looking at there?
Red hearts. Oh. Kind of like cheetah prints, but in heart form.
Yeah, dummy. She's cute.
Yeah.
She's a cute dumb girl.
She's cute, and she's got a drink, and that's what beach days are for.
Yeah, I guess
nonsense.
So.
Nonsense.
Her friend has a massive wedgie, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the friend's butt. That's what happens to your butt.
We go from that to this.
All right,
which is more nonsense. And yet,
Give it to me.
Apparently, nagging is illegal in England.
Oh, can't nag in England, huh?
There's a 58-year-old woman named Valerie Sanders. Last year, she kept asking her husband, Michael, to stop working out so much so he could do some of the vacuuming and cleaning around the house.
Yeah.
Okay, sounds fair.
She was arrested.
Oh. Arrested?
4 years ago, the UK made coercive control illegal.
Oh.
They call it mental abuse.
Mm.
It's a means of controlling someone, and they probably had, you know, the best of intentions and didn't expect someone who was asking for help around here to end up in jail. But she did.
And the house is going to S now. Ugh.
Valerie wound up spending 17 hours in jail because her husband called the police.
The bitch is nagging me.
And now, 14
Come
months later, the charges have been dropped right before she was about to start her trial.
Oh. Mm.
Michael called the cops saying, she was controlling. She was constantly on me. I'm not sure she should have gone to jail or court.
Yeah.
That wasn't my decision.
Did she learn a lesson, though?
Well, the lesson is they're now getting divorced.
As well they should be. He's not a helper around the house. And he called the police on you when you asked him for help. Oh, God. Nag, 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 nag. All right.
Yikes.
Oh, just cuff her up.
Yep. Sounded like a taser almost. How about a fast fact?
Fast fact? Oh, that was That was a little slow.
Well, I had to cover it in my replay.
Lisa Rinna's mother survived a serial killer.
What?
Lisa Rinna's mother survived a serial killer called the Trailside Killer in 1960.
I know about this.
He murdered at least 10 people between 79 and 81 and is still on death row.
Oh, my God.
But she was the one survivor, apparently.
Yeah, she escaped. She got lucky. Oh.
Was she part of what, how they caught him?
The housewives.
Was her escaping how they caught the guy?
Perhaps. I don't recall that, but I think she did testify against him.
Oh, boy.
The movie Titanic.
Yes.
Cost more than the boat.
Oh, well, inflation.
The Titanic cost $7.5 million in 1912, which is around $196 million in today's dollars.
Mm.
The budget for the movie was $200
million. Mm. Movies are expensive.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that movie,
Celine.
Famously expensive.
I think it made its nut back, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. It did well.
JFK's brain is missing.
Oh, boy.
What?
Didn't I get shot out of his head? Oh, too soon.
It was stored in the National Archives after his assassination.
Really?
But disappeared 3 years later and
what?
Has been gone ever since.
His brain?
Someone took JFK's brain.
Huh. What if we can clone him now? They brought it to like a cloning place.
What do you think that's about? Do you think the family had that used their
influence to get it out and cremate the thing?
No.
Do you think that's something they did?
No.
I doubt it.
I think
know.
There was some evidence in the residue of the brain of like a bullet or something that could have pointed the finger at who really assassinated him.
I agree. It's probably some government thing, huh?
Yeah.
Government.
Oh, yeah. This is a deep state.
You're going conspiracy theory?
Absolutely.
Hold on all the way across the sky.
100%.
Yeah.
You know, Monica Lewinsky's dress has never been returned to her either.
Well, that's evidence. She doesn't get that back.
You think she wanted that back?
The presidential
yeah.
DNA.
Yeah.
What's her favorite dress?
Kidding me? She's going to wear that every year on Clinton's birthday.
For Halloween.
The Gap made like 100 million of those dresses.
She can go get another one.
Yeah. No, it's got to be that dress. Do you think she washed it?
She didn't
no,
wash
that
it.
That was the point.
No, I'm saying like if she got it back, do you think she would wash it?
No.
Hell no, she
kidding
wouldn't.
Me? She framed that. Not
she'd have an arrow
presidential
pointing.
DNA.
She'd be like, it's right here. You see it?
In the Smithsonian.
Yeah.
Yeah, with a black light walking around.
You really think that she'd wear the dress?
Yes.
No, you don't.
I do.
You don't think that now in retrospect she looks at, look, the guy was the biggest,
baddest.
I don't know. What do you call that? The biggest leader in the world, I guess.
The leader of the free world.
Right. Used his influence to woo her.
To get lapped.
But now looking back, she's got to be like, my part in that is so stupid. I ruined my own life because I had a crush on this dude who was married.
Well,
and
when I
found myself.
Yeah, technically, it's not even her fault.
Yeah.
That chick was,
what
you know, recording all of her conversations.
Well, it was her fault for having an affair with
That's
him.
That's what I'm saying.
And for her,
she's
got to
be mad at
him.
She wouldn't be wanting the dress back, is my point.
It's, you know what? Everybody involved in that
have sexual relations.
Bunch of idiots.
The first song ever heard on the moon was
Blackbird by the Beatles. Thank
no.
you. Oh. Purple Haze.
No.
Is it a moon? Something with moon?
Oh. It is.
Oh. Moonshadow by Cat Stevens.
No.
Moon.
Oh, wow. Is it this song?
Frank
right here?
Sinatra's
Fly Me to the Moon.
Oh, neat.
Buzz Aldrin played it on a portable cassette player after he stepped onto the moon in 1969.
Oh, that is so cool.
So goofy, this kind of music.
I mean,
it's amazing, but also just like you can't take too much of it.
I could take a lot of it.
Really?
What did you use for your wedding song as some kind of...
That's Amore.
Yeah, something
like
just like
Martin.
It.
Yeah, just to be funny. Oh, that's what it was, right. Hits your eyes like a big pizza pie. That's Amore.
Yeah, you used just the same kind of stuff.
But who can listen to that all day? It's just hilarious when you hear one because you're like, oh, man, that's like so old-timey sounding.
It is, but it's so special. I really love it.
This was your first dance or what was
it? Our first dance, yeah.
Was this.
Yeah. We learned how to do the polka for it. It's like a sprightly waltz.
1 minute in, were you like, oh my God.
Yes,
I'm so over this.
Oh my God. I'm sweating in my dress.
That's actually a good idea. You should shorten up your first dance.
Oh, what is your first dance?
You want me to shorten
be?
Up your dance? If you have a first dance song, I can make it shorter so it's smooth. I've seen couples do that, and they go, all right, they kind of like awkwardly just end the dance and walk off
you
the floor.
You know what's so funny that you're saying that is that when we started talking about this, I was like, in fact, Christina was like, why don't we get Vaughn or Brent? They're both DJs. Why don't we get them? And I'm like, they don't want to do that. I know they don't want to do
for what?
That. And for the, as a DJ,
that
for
would have
our
been
party.
Human's dream come true, because these guys couldn't say no to him.
Right.
You could go grab the mic anytime
but,
you wanted.
But I just figured they don't want to do that, and I'm not going to ask them because then they'll feel
Vaughn
like they have
done
to
it
say.
If you paid him.
Yeah, Vaughn's
I know.
Like, yeah,
well, I would love to make
money.
Him. But the point is, I would have felt like then they might feel like they can't say no.
Oh.
Like they're, I'm not their boss, but I'm kind of. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
I don't want to leverage them into doing something they don't want to do.
Or
that they feel like they can't say no to.
Sure.
I read something about your first dance. I don't know if it's true.
Oh.
Is read it something where?
You read something?
Yeah, on
you
a message board.
Oh, really? A message board
about
was
Finney's wedding?
So you go to wedding message
Mrs.
boards?
Mrs. Boris, well, okay. Yours specifically came up. It said you might, for your first dance, have a flash mob. Is that true?
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
Oh, that
I
is not
that, I hope
true.
That's true. I love flash mobs.
Do you?
Aren't they the best?
Well, I think you'd have to be participant.
Oh, no. I would just watch. It's fine. I don't really like to dance, as you know. I just don't like to blow people's minds.
Is that right?
My incredible
you
dance
don't like
moves.
To blow people. Anyway,
you know,
our text number
like,
is...
Oh, I can't even get out there. It's her out there. Amazing.
But please don't text and drive.
Yeah, don't do it.
Here's a couple. What's that?
No one knows.
That's all right there. That's the number, everybody.
Figure it out.
Play those dots and then you're in.
Yeah, figure it out.
That's not the actual sound, is it?
No, it's not the actual
sound.
Do you want me to get
bad.
The actual
yeah,
sound?
Yeah, you should get
all
the
right.
actual
I'm
sound.
I'm going to go do it right now. I'll be back.
All right, bye, Brent. Yeah. Have a good day.
I think we should after all these years and then people could tape it and just play it into their phone. I don't know
if they
could either.
I was going to say we'll see you at 10 o'clock, but it's probably more like 9:30.
Mm. Usually has to leave for a dentist appointment at 9:15.
Right.
I do.
Have a good time.
What do you have to do?
This made me nervous.
What's going to happen to your mouth today?
I am going to this dentist. I forgot what they're called. Endodontist, possibly, to talk about the implants and figure out when he's going to post the stuff in my mouth, and
when is he going
to
post the
stuff?
Then
I have to get like a retainer and all this stuff. I'm hoping to do it over our vacation.
Oh, end of the
because
month.
The last time I did it, I had two black eyes.
Oh yeah, it's gnarly.
Yeah.
So, and then you'll be done?
No, that's just the posting. I have to wait like several months.
But once you get those teeth in, once the poster's once set, you get the things, and then you're done. Your mouth is perfect.
No, then I'll work on another part of my mouth.
Oh, boy. Oh,
you know, our neighbor just got done, or she's just coming back from having her jaw broken and reset.
Oh, why?
I don't know what the original, you know.
Right.
Yeah, you don't want to ask
especially,
stuff.
Well, I mean, when I first saw it, she was wired.
Mm-hmm.
And Christina was bringing her, like, smoothies and soups.
Yeah.
To help her, you know, because she was messed up, but she's just coming to the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can still, she's still, this is, I think, 6 months
been?
Later.
Yeah.
She's still like, I can still, yeah, when I, you know, like,
yeah,
her jaw is not normal.
Right. Oh.
Still healing.
Take a long time, too.
Mouth
all consuming.
Yeah.
Is that
well,
that
I bet
stuff.
It changes right, the right shape of her face too.
She looks great now, and it's and she's better. But I think that was it. It was she was actually had to have it happen in order to fix whatever was wrong.
Gnarly,
heavy.
Yeah.
So you're gonna do that over vacation?
The post part, I'm hoping to. Yeah.
So this is just a consultation. You don't have to worry today about getting all this.
No, but I think he's going to have to take my bridge off.
Oh,
you know, I have the temporary bridge on, so I think he's going to have to, like, rip it off.
So do you not eat in with that side of your mouth?
I'm really trying not to.
So
as a matter of fact, Vinny, you know what happened? I left your wife's shower because my bridge broke.
Oh.
I was sitting there, and I ate some pasta.
And pasta broke it?
Isn't that weird? It's the soft things, not the hard things. It's the weirdest, whatever. And so,
almost like your other tooth
there,
crunches down harder.
Possibly.
On it.
So I'm sitting there eating. Me and Alden are eating, you know, chatting, having a great time. And crack. And I'm like,
spit it out, and there's my teeth. Oh, you know, my hand. I'm like,
no way.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh God,
I gotta go get a Pepsi.
Yeah, I was like, we gotta go, because I can't even talk to people when I have that going on.
So, I have a friend.
So I totally just, that's why I just split. Like, I didn't say anything to anybody. I was like, we gotta go. We gotta go.
One of my old friends, I love this story, even though he hates it, but he was like, I was on a date and bit into a chicken sandwich and my bridge came out. Mm. On a date. He's like,
it's like nothing you can do.
What are you supposed to do with that besides put it in your pocket and sit on the other side of him?
Right. And it's not like it was a full piece where I could snap it back in or anything. It completely broke in half.
So it came out in two pieces.
Uh-huh.
Over macaroni.
God, over, some penny
studio
pasta.
Studio broken over there.
Well, your texts are always a delight. Thank you so much, everyone. And hopefully you didn't text and drive. And what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
The best songs in the country at this
moment. All right.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.